Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 5.
Number 5.
This is being recorded on September 25th, 2005.
All right.
So, here we go with another edition of our podcast. We got a bunch of stuff covering this one.
Go ahead and start it off.
Yeah. Subscription feeds. You can subscribe to our podcast a few different ways. One being an aggregator or an RSS feeds program. You can point that to feeds.feedburner.com/Camaro or download iTunes and get us in the iTunes music store.
Easy enough.
Yep, sure thing.
What else, Chris?
I'd like to talk about our supporting member program that we have.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about that. You might see some of the members on the message board. They've got the user title of supporting member, and what that is a little program to help us raise funds to cover the site hosting costs. What you get in return for, I think it's $12 a year now, so it's a buck a month. You're able to upload an avatar of your choice, basically.
What size can you use for your avatars?
It's currently 75 pixels by 75 pixels.
Okay, cool.
And not only that, you get more private messaging space, and of course you get that handy-dandy supporting member user title to let everybody know that you're supporting the site that you love. So if you want to get all these great features and contribute to the site, just go to the message board, and along the left-hand side, look for the link that says Become a Supporting Member, and that will take you right into your control panel where you can subscribe. It's pretty easy. If you've got a PayPal account, it should take you about 2 minutes to do.
Yep, it's all automated.
Yep, it's a piece of cake.
Yep, great.
So we appreciate your support for those of you who do partake in that, and we encourage others to do so.
Absolutely.
Good what deal. Else? What else, Chris?
I want to talk about the FAQ that we have on the board, which stands for Frequently Asked Questions. You should always check this first before posting a question to myself or Jason.
In the suggestion box.
Absolutely. Click on FAQ, which is on the top of the board, and go ahead and go through the links there. They have the frequently asked questions in there.
Yep, and if there's a question in there that isn't in there that should be, we definitely update that every now and then when a question gets asked a lot that's not in there.
Absolutely. Great.
So, moving on to the cool part of the show, we have a special guest here in the studio. His name is Nick DiAgostino, and he lives in St. Clair Shores. We've known him for kind of a while, and he's been a longtime member. And, we got a lot to talk to him about. So, Nick, say hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Nick?
Well, you know, thanks for having me here in the luxurious CamaroZ28.com studios. Quite nice.
Excellent.
So, give us some background.
A little bit of background. Okay. Well, I'm not sure if I met you guys before I found the site, or I think I've actually probably met you through the site.
Could be.
But nonetheless, I picked up a 97 Camaro SS and had absolutely too much money and wasn't nearly fast enough. And so 4 miles into my possession, it found a Pro Charger. And, well, after scattering that thing just too many times, you gotta learn to fix it. Enters my engine experience. And
there you go.
So from there on out, you find the ways to put Humpty Dumpty back together again as it were.
Yep.
Then from there, I kind of got a little more in-depth, and as always, you know, the cars evolve, and what seemed to go from 12s to 11s, kind of really jumped over the 11s and went right into the 10s, which, that was fun, and then, of course, hunting the single digit, ended up taking out several motors in the quest there. But then finally figured everything out, and got a little more in-depth, and actually started working for one of the manufacturers, Diamond Pistons. Very cool place over there. Anyone's ever in the Clinton Township area should definitely stop in and take up a tour in that place. Pretty cool. And kind of moved into another situation with another shop as their engine builder, doing a lot of LS1, LT1 stuff. Lots of, actually did a couple of magazine pieces. 600 horsepower naturally aspirated 408 was a pretty cool project we got to play with. So I was pretty stoked on that. And from there, moved into, left that place and decided to take out on my own. So, my partner Eric and I started Victory Racing Engines.
What's the web address for that?
VictoryRacingEngines.com, a very proud CamaroZ28.com sponsor we are.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah. So tell us about your business.
Well, Victory Racing Engines, as we said, the website, VictoryRacingEngines.com. If you go there, you'll notice a full web store. We carry most every item you could possibly imagine for a late model, not even necessarily GM. We do branch out a little bit into the Ford stuff. I know I'm talking voodoo now to most of you guys, but we do branch out over there, but definitely our specialty would be a late model GM stuff, EFI stuff. Obviously, our specialty being engines. Specialize in GM small block V8s, can do anything, but obviously the LT1 and LS1 is definitely what we're most known for.
Excellent. So you're not strictly a web-based automotive speed shop. You actually have a brick-and-mortar store, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're located in Clinton Township, actually just down the way from Diamond Pistons, like we just talked about. And,
cool.
You know, pretty convenient relationship with them. And
all
a lot
your work
of the,
is done on
the
site?
Local vendors, correct. Everything's done on site. It's nice, too, for a lot of customers we have that, you know, want to actually kind of keep tabs on a project.
Okay.
And, you know, being in the Motor City, there's always guys involved in with their projects and want to be able to come in and, you know, and we're all for that. You know, you
Excellent.
Want to come in and see things take shape and check in, absolutely.
Good deal.
Very cool. Very cool. It sounds like you got a neat thing going on. And the more vendors and the more shops that we have that cater to our cars, even though the car hasn't been made for 3 years, it's pretty cool to see that the car's still, they're getting faster, their new parts are still coming out for them, and that shows that there's still a healthy enthusiast group for our cars. So
yeah,
it's good to know that you're part of that.
Absolutely.
So if our members want to contact you online through the message board, what's your handle?
I'm on there as Nick at Victory Racing,
okay.
And Eric would be on there as Eric at Victory Racing.
Okay.
Also, we can be reached via email by, you can hit support at victoryracingengines.com. That's answered constantly, or if you want to go to us direct, Eric heads up our sales stuff, so if it's a parts question you have, you'd be best to contact him. You can contact either of us,
What's the phone number?
He's got his head in the catalogs. You can reach us at 586-741-0158 is our direct line. We're there 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 to 1 on Saturday. So we're there, and we're pretty available. You can get us at most any time.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Something you were telling me a little earlier was that, what was your first email address?
Yes. My very first email address I had was just after I joined up on the board. Required an email, and I didn't have one. So I see off on the left there that I can get a special Camaro Z28.com. And, yes, my old handle, You Think So, which incidentally was my license plate on my car. So You Think So at team.camaroz28.com was my very first email account.
Yeah, I think a lot of the old-timers will probably remember that.
Yeah.
And we still have that free email service available. We just don't really promote it as much as what we used to. But it's still out there. And that must have been... Geez, 97, 98 that we started that, so it had to have been before 2000 that you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say I found the board. We were just talking about this the other day. I want to say that I ended up over there around 98, 99, because I remember meeting you guys right about that time, so that sounds about right. And
cool. Yeah, Nick, we all go way back.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that we're still hanging around. Like you said, the cars evolve, and we just evolve with it, so... Cool stuff, man.
Yeah. Can you talk about, like, one of your most challenging projects that you've had?
One of my most challenging projects I had. Oh, geez. Well, you know, they're kind of a unique situation. Was I actually, for one of the real old-time members, too, was Quentin Scott. He posts his Dreamer 1Q.
Yep.
Brings me his 355 project, telling me, and I just... This is actually just done, and we got it done in time for the Dream Cruise just this last year, the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Okay.
Pretty popular here in Detroit. Tells me, I've gone through 3 engine builders. It smokes. It burns oil. I hate it. So needless to say, you take that, and you try and instill some good hope. And, took it from a 355 out to a 385. And it runs like an animal right now. No smoke, no nothing. He's stoked. And it did a lot for me that... The guy hasn't driven his car, more or less abandoned it and written it off, and there he is with the top down, driving around on Woodward, having the time of his life. So
Excellent.
To be able to do that for somebody, that was, you know, that's what it's all about, getting them out there enjoying their cars.
I was there at Woodward, and I saw that car, and you're right, it does run like an absolute animal for something that hasn't been running for years and has gone through, like you said, three different engine builders,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, here it is. You took care of it, you fixed it, and I every time I talk to him about it, he's grinning, so...
That's what we aim for.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, anything else? Nick?
I think we pretty well covered it across the board there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Just happy to be there. And guys, if you need anything, like we said, victoryracingengines.com. It's Nick and Eric. You can get us anytime. Let us know. We'll be happy to help.
Sounds great.
Great.
And tune in to the next podcast where we're going to have Nick back in the studio to talk about more tech tips. So be sure to stick around for that.
That's right.
I think that's going to pretty much wrap things
up.
Thanks for coming in, Nick.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And that ends podcast number 5.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back soon with another edition.
You got it.
Later.
Later on.